This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or check us out on our brand new website. We are a month old, one on week four. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. A real quick heads up, friends, we want to let you know that the dove will be coming on board.
And you actually stole it from me. I'm about to weep here. But, yes, the Dove Television Network is going to be airing the My War series September 16th, which is a Tuesday, prime time. It's 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's primetime television, and they're going to be doing it every subsequent Tuesday. And they're also going to be playing
for 18 to 20 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, for how
18
long the series,
episodes,
right,
yeah.
Exactly, for how long the series goes. And then they're also going to be doing replays at various times during the week, too, as well. But you want to make sure to mark that down in your calendar, September 16th on a Tuesday, and then keep in mind every subsequent Tuesday after that until it's completed, they'll be highlighting that in the Dove Television Network.
Amen.
Primetime, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your schedule according to where you are located in the United States.
And that is the only reason we will ever give you to turn the boob tube on.
That's right.
That's a prime example.
Dove TV, you can go there.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. They are now intertwined. They are in complete alliance. They are working one with another. They feed into each other now. So if you go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia, you'll get the screen, and you'll actually see the scroller right on the front there, and it'll link you back and forth to both websites. Phone lines will be accessible today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want to follow Christ. We want the mind of Christ, and we also want the heart of God, and we always want to make sure that we're led by your spirit, or by the Lord's spirit, rather. For as many as are led by the spirit
what
of God,
did you say?
By your spirit.
Oh, we don't want that.
Well, by...
You just sound like Victoria Olsen.
Like I'm praying to the Lord. Yeah. By your spirit, Lord. We also want to be led by the spirit of God in everything that we do. Now, yesterday we highlighted the prophet, and the prophet was written by Leonard Ravenhill. And Leonard Ravenhill has some very good things to say. We were also talking about the church and about, you know, apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers and so on and so forth. But I want to highlight a few good quotes that Leonard Ravenhill, the man who actually wrote the expose and the prophet that we read yesterday, had to say. He said, "There's one thing we need above everything else. It's something we don't talk about. about these days. We need a mighty avalanche of conviction of sin.
Yes.
If people don't
that's
have
the purpose of the Holy Ghost, John 16.
To convict the world of sin?
Righteousness and judgment.
That's exactly right. And until we have that conviction of sin, we have no need for repentance and hence no need for a Savior. He also said Jesus did not come into the world to make bad men good. He came into the world to make dead men alive.
Amen.
We are dead in our sins.
Ephesians 2, that's exactly
right.
That's right.
We're dead in our sins. The Lord is called to make us living in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, I believe every church is either supernatural or superficial. I don't believe there's any middle ground. Again, as the Lord said, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. We need supernatural churches, not superficial and artificial churches.
And if it's not a church that is actually used by the Holy Ghost to perform the miraculous, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles according to His own will, then it's a counterfeit.
That's right.
So if you're not there and finding your faith in Jesus Christ by the work of the Holy Ghost, then it's a counterfeit. Get out.
That's exactly right. Now, this is interesting to me, this quote he said, because I grew up in a church as a pastor's daughter, so I understand this concept completely. But he said, Sunday morning attendance shows how popular the church is. Sunday night shows how popular the preacher is. Wednesday prayer meeting shows how popular God is.
Amen.
You know, when
Amen.
You go down that,
that
line,
is awesome.
Growing up in the church, I knew that because on Sunday morning.
Shoot that over to me.
Okay,
that
well,
is great.
On Sunday mornings, you know, you have the most people. On Sunday night, you see those who are really more dedicated and faithful, you know. They'll be there for Sunday night service. Prayer meeting, you'd have a couple people, literally two people at a prayer meeting, and that's showing how important and popular God is. I thought that was such a great quote. Again, one more time, he said, Sunday morning attendance shows how popular the church is. Sunday night shows how popular the preacher is, and Wednesday prayer meeting shows how popular God is. He said the church is supposed to what? To stop corruption? Is the church doing that? No, the world is corrupting the church.
Huh.
He said, if I don't believe the word of God, why should you believe it? If we don't believe it, why should the world believe us? So we're asking the world to
totally.
Be like us when we're exactly like them. We're
That's
being corrupted by them.
A hypocrisy.
Exactly.
And what we see in America today is nothing but a bunch of hypocrites actually trying to proselytize others into becoming twice as much the sons of hell.
That's exactly
They want
right.
them to look like them. They don't want them to go beyond them. Yet it was Jesus that said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the religious hypocrites of the day, namely the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, you'll in no wise have any inheritance into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Rightfully so.
Absolutely. And finally, he said, I'm sick and tired of only reading about church history. Let's make some by the grace of God. You know, you hear that song, I want to be a history maker. Let it not just be a song that you sing on a Sunday morning. Let it be an act of your life and devotion to God on a daily basis to seek and save that which is lost and change this world for Christ.
Amen. Folks, what we're going to do, Buggy, how much time we have here? We got 1 minute. What I want to do is when we come back, I want you to wake up to what's going on, friends, because we have in this particular present time, Muslim Brotherhood infiltrating Obama administration. Now, this isn't new news, but I want you to keep in mind there's an Arif Alakhan, okay, Muhammad Al-Bayari, Rashad Hussein, Salam al-Maridi, Imam, pay attention to that, Imam Mohammed Magid, Ibu Patel. These are six American Islamist activists who work with the Obama administration who are infiltrated. And by the way, they are Muslim Brotherhood operatives. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio where we have a representative from the state of Texas confronting Janet Napolitano, who is stonewalling.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. You guys been silent over the last couple of days. What's going on? I know we dump a lot of information on you, but we always love your interaction. Right before the break, I was talking about how we have in this country Muslim Brotherhood infiltration standing behind the devil, working with these devils. Folks, really quick, did you catch during the break the news about John Kerry over in Iraq? And he wanted to know what their interest was in the global alliance that is transpiring. And how are they transpiring? How are they working an alliance together globally? What are they using, friends? Don't tell me I didn't tell you. They're using terrorism to bring forth global alliance. And why are they doing that? Because they want to establish a new world order. Just yesterday, I was talking to my friend and we were watching some videos by Barack Hussein Obama talking about how he was talking overseas about how there needs to be an international alliance, and then talking about how we need to give ourselves over to a sovereign power because we, in essence, cannot take care of ourselves. Now, interestingly enough, he said that again in a foreign nation, not in an America. Going back to George Bush, who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit, going to Barack Hussein Obama, who goes over to Europe, Europe right before he was the president of the United States, calling for a new world order, saying there is no other way. How are they actually doing this? Just keep in mind what I've always said, friends. They are the ones creating the chaos to create a new order. And what are they using? They're using ISIS. They're using radical Islam. And again, keep in mind, since September 11th, which tomorrow will be the anniversary again, interestingly enough, it's been your governments under the Bush administration, the son of Papa Bush, that is asking you to relinquish and to forfeit your rights under the guise of tyranny, okay? And now we know 13, 14 years later that no longer are there radical jihadists, but now all of a sudden the American people have become the terrorists under the DHS, namely Janet Napolitano. And isn't it interesting, friends, that we have imams that are put into position who are in alliance with Muslim Brotherhood, and their operatives in the DHS. In other words, that's the fox in the chicken coop, friends, and you just happen to be the chickens, and you haven't awakened to that fact yet. Now, in saying that, we have Obama's pro-Muslim Brotherhood Homeland Security Advisor. He resigns. Guess where he's heading to, friends? Probably the wrong place to go, but he's going there. He's going to Texas. You'll recall one member of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's Sharia and Homeland Security Advisors, Mohammed El-Abayari, from past articles, because El-Abayari not only claimed that America is an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution and believes that Islam is the antidote to terrorism. Mm-hmm. Folks, what have I been saying since day one? It's totalitarianism in every sense of the word. What is the difference between what you see through radical Islam today, friends, than that of Adolf Hitler? What is the difference? Absolutely nothing except the color of the skin. Now, going back to the point, last week amid the claims that a terrorist threat was likely on the U.S.-Mexican border by ISIS, the Islamic imam, right? The imam, the religious leader, resigned his post as Homeland Security Advisor to head down south to Texas, right? Now, doesn't anybody think this is a little bizarre? Well, I want to take you over to Muhammad, the Imam El-Abayari, who's exposed by Congress as a Muslim. And I want you to understand exactly what stonewalling is, because what you're going to hear here is, I believe she is a radical lesbian. And as I've always said, friends, what's right behind the lesbians and the homosexuals that are being used as a political battering ram in this country? Well, first we have, the homosexuals, they come out and say, well, if you don't agree with us, then you're, as they perpetuate the crime, you're a homophobe. Well, what's right behind them? Well, as I said before, it took place, friends. Now we have Janet Napolitano defending radical Muslims that are a part of the DHS, that are known allies with the Muslim Brotherhood, which are infiltrated into the DHS. Okay, friends? You have six Islamic activists who work with the Obama administration appointed to the DHS. Here you have Janet Napolitano defending. Listen carefully, but also listen to the representative from Texas who keeps driving the point and driving the point and driving the point. But also notice, I'm not going to finish this because I'll spoil it for everybody, but I want you to listen to the intensity. And I want you to listen to the common sense, folks, of what this really comes down to and how telling it is that you have a radical lesbian as the head of the DHS giving way to radical Muslims, just like I have always said that they proceed. And I said, always look behind the radical homosexuals. What's behind them? The Muslims. Trying to implement something unconstitutional and un-American in this country, namely Sharia law. Now, if you don't accept Islam, guess what you're called? Islamophobia. When did that come in? Well, that came in the 90s, right behind the homosexuals. Do you understand? Our Constitution was made for a religious and a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This is a Christian nation, and you have those snakes trying to infiltrate the very system of government in the United States of America to undermine it at every turn, and they're using the radical homosexuals to do just that. As I have always stated, and I will continuously tell you until you figure out, friends, and hopefully it doesn't get to the point where everybody's in trains before they figure out that what I have been saying was a warning, and it's been a prophetic warning, and I'm telling you, I know what I'm telling you is right on the money. Why? Because it's right in front of your face. Now, I've been talking about this for 12 years. The writing is on the wall. It doesn't need we don't need a bunch of intellectual debaters or a war on words or another debate to try to figure out what's going on. Pay attention to the fruit, okay? We're going to start this and we're going to play this throughout the duration of the show, but let's go ahead and start this. This is again, the radical Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, and well, he's actually a partaker with the Muslim Brotherhood in the DHS. Again, here's Janet Napolitano attempting to defend him. Here we go. Okay, it's playing right now, so we're just letting this thing roll out. Okay, friends, anyways, what we're going to do is we're going to play this out, and as I said, we're going to play this throughout the duration of the show. We're just having some... Here we go.
Do you make the final decision as to who's put on your countering violent extremism working group?
6 weeks away.
We have an individual in the department who is the lead on CVE.
Okay. Are you consulted at all on who's put on that working group?
I have not been, no.
All right. Are you aware that the president of Israel...
She's not consulted as to who is lining up those that actually dictate in the DHS. Keep in mind, friends, that the Muslim Brotherhood operatives that I've been speaking of, they have strong influence over the U.S. policy. The question is why would the president of the United States appoint them and not tell Janet Napolitano who these men are? That's another question. Go for it.
Imam Majid is a member of that working group, correct?
I can't answer that. I don't know whether that's an accurate statement or not.
Okay. Well, you can go look at your own website and find the documentation.
Okay. Hang on a second. So he just made a point that he derived it from their website. She says, I do not know if that's an accurate statement or not.
Can you believe that?
He said, go check your own website because that's where I got this information. Okay? Again, Janet Napolitano being questioned by a representative from Texas concerning radical Islam within the DHS. Go on.
He has been on your working group, the Countering Violent Extremism. Do you know how many of the members of your Countering Violent Extremism are members of Muslim Brotherhood?
Again, since I'm not involved in the appointment, but if I might...
Well, time is running out, so I really don't have time, but I've got a very serious question that
she doesn't even know who she's appointing, friends.
Are you familiar with my...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Way and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Way is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, friends, if you'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's on the scroll right now, front page, Texas Sheriff to ISIS, rear your head up here and we'll send you to hell. Now, that is the true spirit of a patriot, and that is what America is made out of. Folks, let's go back a couple thousand years really quick, and let me read this, because I want you to hear firsthand exactly what, again, the Lord said would happen to a nation that forgets his commandments. This is exactly what is taking place today. A couple thousand years ago, friends, okay? But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, the moral law of God, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, the first thing he said is, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint terror over you. Then he goes on and he says, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. I hope everybody's hearing what I'm talking about here, because again, here's the Lord warning the people that history is repeating itself. If you will not take heed and come back and return unto the Lord, this is exactly what's going to happen. Going over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, the Lord shall bring thee and the king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods. Now, is that what we're seeing today, friends? Is that what we're up against? This is exactly, when you tolerate just a little bit of sin, you need to keep in mind that the enemy always attempts to get in so he can come and steal, kill, and destroy. And this is exactly what we have. Now, friends, going back to my point concerning the radical homosexuals and going over to the radical Islam in which we're dealing with today, it's interesting in the state of Minnesota here, we have Keith Ellison, who is the chairperson for the LGBT. And keep in mind, Keith Ellison is the first radical Muslim to be, well, he's not here in that position lawfully because he is contrary. He's an enemy to the Constitution of the United States of America, but the American people have stood down on it, so therefore that's why he's there. But it's interesting, you have the fox and the chicken coop there too. Now, again, keep in mind, friends, I've been talking about this for years. I've been telling the American people, I've been warning the radical homosexuals that you are being used. And that's exactly what is going on here. So let's get back to this point, folks. We're talking about radical Muslim Brotherhood infiltration into the DHS. This is Janet Napolitano, the head of the DHS, denying. Well, I don't know that to be factual, said he.
When she's swearing him in. Can you believe that?
And I didn't appoint him. Yes, you did. And the information that's being asked of her is on her website. And this representative is nailing her and saying, well, wait a second, this is from your website. So don't sit there and tell me it's not valid or you're not sure of the validity of the information. I found it on your website. Let's continue on. This is Napolitano being questioned by a representative from Texas.
Group, you promoted him, and it said there, I've got articles here that say you swore him in as a member now of your, the Homeland Security Advisory Group. He's apparently been given a secret clearance. Do you know Mr. Eli Bieri?
Yes.
Okay. Were you aware he had a secret clearance?
I believe everybody on the Homeland Security Advisory Council ultimately gets a secret clearance.
Would you be surprised if they, well, I don't want to tell them, but were you aware that he spoke at the big event in Texas honoring the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Who murdered his own
I'm
people.
I'm not aware of all the places he has spoken.
The chairman's time has expired.
Let me, if I could just have 15 seconds, this is critical. Secretary, were you aware that a week ago today, from his home computer, he accessed the SLIC database, got information off, and has been shopping a story to national media on Islamophobia directed at the governor of Texas and the security folks there in Texas?
Hang on a second. Do you see what they're doing? It's the same thing the radical homosexuals use. And there is the totalitarianism again, friends. People need to understand what I'm telling you. Because if you can figure this much out, you're going to understand how your enemy functions. They pull your hair, they smack your face, they perpetuate the crimes against you, and then they themselves cry victim. Did you hear what he just said? He's promoting, he's shopping the outlets that will actually attack Rick Perry for Islamophobia. Now, who's doing the attacking? This Ella Bayari, this individual that has secret access to documentation in our country that's appointed to the DHS, appointed there to supposedly protect the American people, when in fact they're attacking the American people. They're setting the American people up for the fall.
That's right.
You need to understand what is going on. These devils don't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. And you cannot bend the knee and you cannot bow the knee. In dealing with people like this, you cannot appease an enemy like this. You must deal with an enemy like this. Go on.
Were you aware of that?
No.
She's playing stupid on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need to appoint somebody, or will you have that investigated yourself, and if so, by whom?
Well, since I don't know the facts, I'll have to look into the facts.
Okay, now stop again now. Folks, we're talking about the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Just doesn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's appointed, he's promoted, and she has no idea.
Well, first of all, she wasn't aware of him, right? And they said, well, if you go to your own website, he's there. And he's got the article saying that you're the one that swore him in, and you're just, I don't know, I'm not aware.
But wait a second. This falls to the American people that are tolerating these crimes. These are the people that are appointed to protect you. Let me take it over to illegal immigration. Illegal immigration, as I said. America, you're the ones that are suspect terrorists when you go into the airport. But illegals that cross the border, go to the airport, they get a pass. When is the American people, and when are the American people going to wake up to the fact that they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy? You are forsaking your own mercy by standing down to this crime. And crime it is. And crime must be brought to the light. And the law must be magnified against their crimes to bring forth justice. And America must send a signal, because if America does not come together on this issue concerning this criminal administration, folks, I don't know what to tell you. And because nobody likes to hear, "I told you so." You know, and I'm on the same boat with you. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. But friends, there are people out there breaking into the world of this crime syndicate, putting their necks on the line, giving you the information that you need to know. But America, they're giving that information for you to respond to. Don't stand back and expect someone else to do it for you. Now, when we look at the sheriff in Texas that said, "Listen, if they rear their head up over here, we're going to send them to hell." That's what every American must stand up and say. Not just the sheriff. Because people, these people mean to do you harm. And how can I verify that? September 11, 2001. Okay? Regardless of who's responsible, it's the same devil behind all of them. Okay? Go on.
So you'll be the one to make that call?
We'll have somebody. It'll be myself or someone.
Does it concern you at all that it happened?
The gentleman's time has expired.
Okay, now it's going to go on to the next interrogation. That was the one that was...
When you were
here, we go. I'll just let him explain
before,
it.
Before, back in October, we discussed gentleman Mr. Elibieri, and the week before he had been online using the secret security clearance that you had given him when you placed him on the Homeland Security Advisory Council, and he had used that to access the state and local intelligence community of interest classified material database and downloaded material. And we had information that he had shopped that trying to claim Texas was Islamophobes because they were concerned about
Stop
radical.
For a second. The term, did you notice that?
Yeah, Islamophobes.
Okay, the infiltrators, the criminals to America that have been appointed by this criminal administration to the Department of Homeland Security are calling those that don't accept Sharia law is Islamophobic, right behind the homosexuals. Okay? Homophobic. Islamophobic. Now listen carefully. Just like the word racist, that's a different story, but it's the same parallel. Islamophobic was created in the early 1990s by none other than the International Institute for Islamic Thought, another front group of the Muslim Brotherhood. Friends, it was designed as a weapon to advance a totalitarian cause by stigmatizing critics and silencing them. When you stand up against the President of the United States, what do people say?
You're racist.
That's exactly right.
You're racist.
So while he's perpetuating crimes against the law, namely the Constitution, the Republic, and the American people, it's not an issue of color. Let me set the record straight. It's not a color of issue. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not an issue of color, friends. It's an issue of law. Okay, and law is colorblind. As a matter of fact, when you look at the woman that holds the balance of justice, she has a blindfold on. That's right. And folks, what we're seeing here again is nothing new under the sun. They are attacking by calling you names. Okay? And what they mean to do is, again, undermine your Constitution, and they are using immoral people throughout the United States of America to attempt to do just that. Wake up. And forefronting this, again, is the radical homosexuals that the professed church in America, to their own demise, is sympathizing with. Now we see in public schools, the radicals have infiltrated the public schools. Well, the American people stood down, not all of them. And what's right behind them, friends? They're beginning to infiltrate Sharia through the educational scheme throughout the United States of America again. Who is the forefront? Who preceded? The radical homosexuals. Who's right behind them?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Welcome back. Again, friends, exposing Muslim Brotherhood infiltration through the Obama administration. We have Mr. Mohammed El Abayari resigning his DHS post today. And I'll tell you why he's resigning, because he's been busted.
He's in trouble.
And what they're doing is they're just moving him along to Texas. And interestingly enough, we're playing a piece where Janet Napolitano, the head of the DHS, is being questioned concerning this individual. This individual who's a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Well, of course, this is right in front of our faces, friends. But let's go on and play the rest of this. He's, I'm sorry, I keep calling him he. She, who thinks he's a he, is being questioned by a representative from Texas. So go ahead and play on.
Islamist. But since that time, has you told me personally at that time that you were going to look into it. You weren't going to appoint somebody. You yourself were going to look into it. So what did you find out?
I found out that the statements that have been made in that regard are false. They are misleading and objectionable, and I think they
are wrong. Okay, then, madam, you need to know that you have people who are lying in your department, because Texas Department of Public Safety has been told the investigation was done. He did access the classified information with his own private computer. He did download the documents that we knew he did. And the one thing they could not confirm, because they didn't talk to the reporter or the people that he shopped the story to, they couldn't confirm that he shopped the story. But are you saying before this Congress right now that as Secretary of Homeland Security that it is a lie that Mohammed El-Bayari downloaded material from a classified website using the secret security clearance you gave him? Are you saying that's a lie?
I'm saying that is inaccurate. That is correct.
All right. What is inaccurate about that?
A number of things. First of all, we have several people on the Homeland Security Advisory Committee are Muslim. They've been helping law enforcement for a long time. Mr. El-Bayari himself was recognized by the FBI.
I didn't say anything about that, so if you could confine your answer to what I said and what you find misleading.
See, this is what they do, friends.
Stonewall and block.
One of the things I find misleading is that he somehow downloaded classified documents.
So you're saying that the state and local intelligence community of interest database is not classified?
I'm saying that he, as far as I know, did not download classified documents. And
now, one of the games that gets played sometimes by people who come up here and testify is that they have somebody not provide them adequate information so that they can come in here and say, so far as I know, not to my knowledge, that kind of thing, and they obscure the truth.
Yep.
Has El-Bayari's status on Homeland Security Advisory Council changed?
No.
It did not bother you that he accessed information?
He accessed some information. What bothers me, quite frankly, are the allegations that are made against
Stop there.
Yeah.
Do you see what's going on, friends? These are the people that are appointed to protect the American people, so you're told. But they are there, and now they are appointed to protect those that mean to do America harm. Boy, this is so simple for me to get.
Yeah.
Go on.
To be Muslim.
Well,
okay, rewind that just a little bit. People need to hear this. She said, I don't feel, in other words, she's saying, I don't like the way that you're making, in essence, accusations because he's Muslim.
Right.
See what is coming back to you now?
They're the
victim. Yep, they're the victim.
Yep.
Well, they're the ones perpetuating the crimes against the American people. Now, again, I don't know if it was just me, but on September 11th, the American people were told that we were under a radical Islam threat. They were the ones that dropped the two towers. Now, for some reason, 13 and 14 years later, America, you're the ones that are being targeted by the Janet Napolitanos in this criminal administration. I hope everybody's getting this. Read the Word of God. It's real simple to see. Play it again.
Information.
He accessed some information. What bothers me, quite frankly, are the allegations that are made against anyone who happens to be Muslim.
Is that crazy?
The allegations are not because he is Muslim.
That's right.
You follow me around the world. You see me hugging Muslims around the world because the ones I hug are our friends. And this administration seems to have a hard time recognizing members of terrorist groups who are allowed into the White House. You're aware of that happening, aren't you?
Absolutely not.
Is that interesting? See, folks,
all right.
He's laughing at her.
Obviously, you're kept in the dark on a lot of these
complete
things.
Incompetence.
Are you aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Representative.
She's trying to get out of it.
Are you aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Mr. Chairman, could we have...
It's a simple question. Doesn't afford an interruption. Is she aware of what the Freedom and Justice Party is in Egypt?
Would the Secretary respond to the question?
Yes.
Are you aware that Mr. El-Bayari's foundation that has now had their charter pulled because they have failed to provide the information that the government requires to keep their 501c3 status. Are you aware that that was, before the 501c3 status was pulled, called the Freedom and Justice Foundation?
Representative, I'm not going to get into a debate about some of this.
I'm asking you if you know simple
facts. That's criminal for
her. I would like to say...
You say you're not going to get into debate. I don't want to debate. This is a question and answer. Are you aware of that being the name of his foundation that has now had the 501c3 status pulled?
The insinuation...
Can you answer the question? There's no insinuation.
Chairman, can we have regular order?
I will allow the witness to answer the question, yes.
Please, answer just the question.
Representative, with all respect, I believe you are insinuating that I and members of my staff...
I am not insinuating anything. I'm asking a direct question.
Mr. Chairman...
You're not answering the question.
Chairman.
The question is very simple.
I think the point is made. She is stonewalling. She is refusing illegally to answer the question... These representatives have every right in the world to interrogate. She's doing what she's told to do. And this is, again, going back to what I originally said, they're the ones that are being used to open the doors to America's enemies.
Yeah.
Because the American people have tolerated that which God has called an abomination.
And what they're doing, the chairman, he is asking direct questions that require a simple reply. They don't require a paragraph of stonewalling and rolling around the issue.
No,
and
haven't
really
you ever gone to a restaurant before and I say, I want a hamburger and french fries?
And then they start talking about the wind and the summer. Time breezes and something that has nothing to do with what you're even talking about. It's not what I asked you for.
I want a hamburger and a french fry.
It's so irritating. It's enough to make your blood boil because, as you mentioned, these people are supposed to be the heads in charge. They lie about what they know. They completely stonewall.
This is the former governor of Arizona as well.
Yeah, and they walk around the issues. They don't answer the question. I'm not here to debate with you. Neither am I. Answer the question. It's a simple question.
Well, maybe that's what we should tell the DSA and the DHS next time they ask us for idea. Well, you know, I'm not here to debate.
I want to talk about this and that and the other
thing.
And
by the way, it's a pretended authority, friends, because they're there. This pretended authority is there, again, because the American people stand down when they should play the law. They're actually allowing others to play the law, again, under the guise of, well, it again is a pretended authority. It's not law, friends. It has the color of law. It looks like law, smells like law, but it is not law. And they are violating Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, and it's a violation of the Constitution again, friends. And again, friends, we need to draw the line in the sand and say enough is enough and deal with these people and quit playing games with these people who mean to destroy the American way. And again, isn't it interesting that Barack Hussein Obama would appoint Muslim Brotherhood infiltrators into the DHS that are imams? Yeah. See, they're doing their job, friends. The question is, America, are you doing yours? Because really what it comes down to is who believes more.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down
to. And you know, you're not going to hear this played through the state-run media and have it broken down like this with the commentary about people needing to be held accountable and to actually, you know what? I mean, it's a novel idea. Tell the truth.
You're exactly right. But it is getting more intense out there, and I'm not saying it's terrible that the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians of America have to wait until their backs are up against the wall. And about the time the American people wake up to who these people are, I just hope for your sake and America's sake, friends, I'm not putting myself in the equation of one way or another. I'm in the boat with you. I'm just simply here as a watchman telling you what's going on. I just hope it's not too late when you finally figure out what really is going on in this country. They are, through the radical Islam, trying to create a new world order. And by the way, keep in mind, the radical Islam, they need to understand that they're being used just like the radical homosexuals are. They haven't figured that out much. He who digs a pit, well, he himself fall into it. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.